Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, welcome back. 106.7 The Fan. We had Kirk Cousins on the show today at 11. He joins us exclusively every Monday. If you missed that, we'll re-air it at 1. Some really good content with him. He went in detail on the intentional grounding play that cost the Redskins dearly, his decision to throw the ball toward the sideline, which was regrettable and hurt them. Also talked about his strong performance in the other 59 minutes of the game, and we got into whether or not he's playing the best football of his career with all the injuries and lack of weapons around him among the proven commodities making plays in the passing game. Let's go to Daryl in D.C. who's been waiting. Let's mow through some calls. Daryl, what's up?
What's up, Daryl?
What's up, Graham? What's up, Dan? All I want to say was it was a problem with Joe Buck that they were talking about the field goal kicker. And they were saying, hey, he was good for 55 last week. The Skins needed 17 yards to get within his range. They got 18, I believe, from Crowder. You were already in field goal range. Despite everything else, I've heard everybody crying about, well, this, that, and the third, about well, the defense yielded. Guess what? It's the Saints. We know you're going to they can move the ball.
Right.
And they can score.
Yeah,
so
but
stop
535,
like
Daryl. They're
cut down and shut them down. It hurts bad, but guess what? You still had an opportunity to win the game. He was within field goal range. Run the ball as many times as you need to run, set in the middle of the field, kick the field goal, game over. You don't have to worry. The rest of it is history.
That's a good point. Yeah. I agree. And the call was to run the ball. Jay and Kirk decided, I guess together, they were getting out of that call. They didn't want to lose 2 yards and have to kick basically a 55-yard field goal.
Say you lose two, you spike it, now it's a 57-yarder, or
right.
Give or take. You made it harder on yourself. This was a, hey, you know what, this is not going to work. This is just a wash away. You throw it out of bounds like Johnny Moxon does.
And
the
clock
Blues
runs
the mascot.
Down.
Yeah.
So you'd have to spike it. Now it's like a third down where you're
exactly.
Trying to pick up 7 or 8 in the passing game. They wanted to avoid that. Tony and Largo, what's up?
Hey, Granddaddy, how are you guys doing today?
What's up,
doing
buddy?
Great, thanks.
Hey, man, I just have a few pointers to point out. I agree with both of the last callers. The defense did kind of let the ball go towards the end of the game, but the most important fact is they were still in position to win the game. Now, as far as the head coach, I'm not going to say all the time, but sometimes I see him make wrong decisions in critical moments, and it really makes the team suffer. For example, like the last caller said, all they really had to do was run the ball, get in the middle of the field, and kick the field goal. Now, with all that said, Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. He knows how to make all the throws. Damn, he's winning this year with not even much around him. A lot of pieces are missing. But one thing about Kirk Cousins is he has to get that killer instinct in him. He has to take over and win games. It's almost like, okay, he'll win all the mediocre games, but, hey, he'll never win that big game. Even if he made it to a Super Bowl, I doubt he has the heart to win it. He doesn't have the heart of a champion, and for that reason, you cannot pay him buku amounts of money. Just with that money, get your offense right, get your defense right, and wait for a quarterback to fall in your lap. Because the defense and
just wait 20-some years.
Yeah, good luck.
That'll be a good idea.
Good luck.
Seattle was not a big game, apparently. So there's that. Make sure you make note of that. The Oakland game earlier this season when they got off to a slow start was not a big game. Make note of that. When they won a division in 2015 in a division title game in Week 15 against the Eagles, that was not a big game. When they beat the Bears, decimated them, or won in Philadelphia in the division against the Eagles last season with their playoff hopes on the line, those were not big games. Those were all mediocre games. When they beat the Rams, who would get a home playoff game at this point in the NFC, or when they beat the Seahawks, who are 7-3, those weren't good teams this year.
But you heard that in there, though, in so much as because we know there's nothing around him. Yeah, the defense sucks. Yeah, there are no weapons. But this guy that isn't great is expected to be great. That's the Redskins' fault. That's what I'm so frustrated by. In other words, if you have the same logic applied to other players, you're furious that Ryan Kerrigan isn't Von Miller, is not leading the league in sacks.
Right.
He's pretty good. Ryan Kerrigan's a pretty good player. If you're telling me
that's
this
point.
Morning, Monday morning quarterback style, the problem is Ryan Kerrigan, a good player, is not a Hall of Famer. What? You don't get to do that.
That's the issue.
You don't get to do that. Well, this is a pretty good player. He's good.
But here's why people feel that way. A couple of reasons.
It's the money.
Namely, the team has botched this so badly
that they allow people
to feel this way because of A, the money, and B, they called him out as well. I mean, when Bruce Allen did his weird little statement this offseason. But the money is the biggest reason why. Keep on hold. We will get to you guys. We'll come back to the phones. 800-636-1067 is the number. Kirk Cousins is on the air with us every Monday. This was, as I think, talked about a conversation as we've had with him in the hours since this season with all that was covered. You'll hear it next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.